views and opinions you hear on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and WCBM.com are not necessarily those of the owners, management, employees, and advertisers of WCBM. All About Real Estate is sponsored by Margaret Rome on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County. It's time now for All About Real Estate on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County. Now, here's your host, Margaret Rome.
Good afternoon from Baltimore. This is Margaret Rome. Our show is all about real estate. Love to hear from you if you've got a question, if you have a comment, if you had an experience with real estate. Let's talk about it. You can either call me right now on the show, 410-922-6680, or you can text me at 410-530-2400, and that is a number you can reach me after the show. So to text 410-530-2400, to talk to us live right here, 410-922-6680. Exciting week it's been in real estate. I'm going to be having a showing right after this show on a very special home. Since I'm going to already be showing the house, I'm going to make it a one-hour open house. If you'd like to stop by, I'll be there at 2 o'clock. And let me tell you where it is. It is a beautiful, sought-after home. It's in the Park at Mount Washington. It's a Beezer home community. It's walkable to the neighborhood pool, to the playground, tennis courts, and this one is absolutely move-in ready. It's a couple of miles from the Beltway, maybe a mile from 83. It's the Summit Park School System. And it's very convenient to the Mount Washington shops and Whole Foods. This property has 4 or 5 bedrooms. It has an upstairs laundry. It's a colonial. It has a front porch. It has a wide open floor plan that is very versatile. You want a big dining room, you can have the biggest dining room in the community. If you want a little dining room, you got that possibility with this open floor plan. There's also a double garage. There is also a large glass block shower room. And there is also a concealed elevator should you have maybe a parent or grandparent who might need this kind of accessibility when they come over to visit you to see the kids. And again, this address, 2 o'clock, 2007 Thistlewood, T-H-I-S-T-L-E-W-O-O-D, Thistlewood Road, and that zip code is 21209, and that is off of Smith Avenue. If you need directions, if you have any questions about it, or you need another time to see it, call me after the show, 410-530-2400. I've got so much to share. Well, let me tell you about some more properties that I have. Very exciting. I have this gorgeous piece of 7.5 acres that is ready for a custom home. Probably the prettiest lot I've ever seen in my entire career. It could be a gated home. The roads are already there. Give me a call again, maybe a mile from the Beltway, another mile from 83. Very, very, very convenient. Give me a call if you're interested in building a house, if you've got a builder who you're working with, or a builder who might have a client who wants to build a house. Have another home at that's coming on the market in the Glen Avenue Cross Country area. This is going to be a small 2-bedroom, 1-bath, central air, gas heat, and it's going to be at under $200,000 now. They say you can't find a home anymore for those kind of prices. Give me a call. I will share the information of this home that's coming soon that is under $200,000. One more that I have is a co-op. It's on the sixth floor. It's got a balcony. It's bright. It can be purchased furnished. And with a co-op, it needs to be cash and you need to be approved by the board. If you're working with a real estate agent on any of these, give me a call. I can certainly explain the co-ops because here in Baltimore, this is the only co-op we have in all of Baltimore County. And one more extremely special home is sitting on 2 acres in a gated community. It is an extremely contemporary home, huge open floor plan. It has parking garages for 6 cars, and I did not make a mistake there. Plus, I don't know how many you could get in the driveways, etc. But anybody who's a car buff, anybody who loves the art of contemporary open high windows and ceilings and lots of room. Give me a call. This is one gorgeous home. If you like ultra-modern, contemporary, big homes with a first floor primary bedroom suite. It's located on Bywoods, and that again is in Greenspring Valley. Stevenson at zip code 21153. I had a call and I've just received a text that I want to share with you. It just said, my brother, who's just leaving to drive to Maryland, he says he's on his way coming to Maryland right now as we speak. And they are looking to purchase in Baltimore and Howard County. And here's what he's looking for. And this is hot off the press right now. He would like a 2-3 bedroom condo. He would like it in the River Hill section of Columbia, Howard County, or in Ellicott City, which she says is also in Howard County. They are sensitive to the carrying cost and the HOA fees. And anybody who's thinking about selling a condo, 2-3 bedroom in the Howard County, Ellicott City, give me a call and I will absolutely share this information, talk to them. Maybe you already have the house that they're looking for. They are ready to buy immediately. And as you heard, they're driving into Baltimore as we speak. So this is what is so wonderful about real estate is how people hear me, people see me, people are referred to me, and this is from a very, very special colleague from another state who said, I need help with my relative. Can you help? And of course, I am delighted to do that. So if you have that home, give me a call after the show, 410-530-2400. I wanted to tell you, this is something that when real estate agents and real estate professionals get together, you always hear these statistics, numbers. Someone said 500,000 agents, more than a third, have never done one transaction. Let me say that again. 500,000, a third of the real estate agents, have never sold a house this year. they haven't done one transaction. So remember that old 80-20 rule, 80% of the transactions are done by 20% of the people. I think now it's a lot different, more like 93-7. And this is another really good example when you are reading the news, when you are listening to the news, when you are overhearing people talking about real estate or around that dinner table. This is a really good example why averages are useless. It applies to realtors. It applies to housing prices. It happens with time on the market. It happens in the weather, anything you can name. Averages are useless in many of the things that people quote them for. The go-getters in this business will go and get, and those are the ones that are at the top of their game. They will do things, especially if you're looking for a house, you're not going to just hear them every week saying, well, nothing's new on the multiple list. There are other ways that we need to find these properties. If it's already on the multiple list, I know about it and you know about it. If it's not, if it's somebody who's thinking about buying, if it's somebody who's thinking about selling, gives me a call, then maybe I can match you up. I kind of think I'm the matchmaker for houses. So think about those same averages. If you need another example, think about somebody who weighs 300 pounds and think about the sister who only weighs 100 pounds. Well, guess what? The average weight is 200 pounds. Totally, totally false. So again, if that one house sells for $80,000 and another house sells for $800,000, the average price someone is going to quote, $440,000. Does that mean the owner of the $80,000 house is going to get $440,000 for his? And it doesn't mean that the $440,000 person is going to take $80,000 for his. It's just a cute way to think about when we're listening to the news and listening to everybody, that it's not the average, it's the individual who counts, the individual who makes that different. And I have to tell you, I'm glad that I am not, and many of the agents that I work with are not average. Any questions, I would be happy to talk to you about any of the things I'm talking about or anything else. Again, you are listening to Margaret Rome, all about real estate. Our call-in number, 410-922-6680, and we are going to step out for a break.
Active Rain is all about real estate. Active Rain is the largest online social media group related to the real estate profession. It offers training, education, camaraderie, and marketing ideas to keep its members updated with industry trends. Our platform provides a space for realtors to write blogs, exchange experiences, and discuss all topics related to buying and selling your home. By connecting like-minded individuals passionate about real estate, Active Rain offers training, education, camaraderie, and marketing ideas to keep our members informed and up to date with industry trends. Active Rain is a community of real estate professionals who freely share their knowledge and expertise. Members can refer buyers or sellers to trusted real estate professionals nationwide. Members meet via Zoom weekly to discuss, brainstorm, problem solve, and share current topics. This radio show, All About Real Estate, also features Active Rain members sharing their real estate experiences, providing valuable insights and information. Active Rain is the best online resource for real estate professionals nationwide to exchange the latest news and updates in the industry. Go ahead and ask, is your realtor a member of Active Rain? For information on how to join Active Rain, call or email Margaret Rome, 410-530-2400 or mrome@homerome.com. Whether buying or selling, let Margaret Rome, broker and owner of Home Rome Realty, make your real estate transaction one of the most pleasant experiences you might have. Margaret knows how to make every transaction as smooth as possible. A real estate author with her 2008 publication of Real Estate the Rome Way, a book that landed at the number 9 spot on Trulia's list of top 10 real estate books in 2008. Real Estate the Rome Way is the ultimate guidebook for anyone involved in a real estate transaction, including new agents and seasoned professionals. Margaret Rome knows real estate and has built a solid reputation as one of the top realtors in the Baltimore area. Listen to her weekly program, All About Real Estate, noon Sundays on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. View listings at homerome.com, read her daily blog, or call 410-530-2400.
Tim Munson here for AES Builder and Home Improvements. It's been an honor serving our radio listeners for over 35 years. At AES, we connect with families to help them make their homes beautiful, functional, and comfortable at the lowest possible price. We refuse to cut corners and do not bid to subcontractors. AES gives a 5-year free labor warranty on all our work, even though the state of Maryland requires only 1 year. Listen to what our customers are saying. The Liverman stated, out of all the projects done over the years, bar none, AES is absolutely the best. Kenneth said, your men are skilled professionals with exceptional results. Christine said, they were very thorough and incredible, attentive to details. Love it. If you want to save money on a new kitchen, bathroom, addition, or more, call AES today at 1-800-787-SAVE or see us on the web at aeshome.us. That's 1-800-787-SAVE. And remember, when we're done, you'll be happy. If you're not happy, we're not done. MHIC 37105.
It's time to listen to you, the listener. Go to WCBM.com and vote on WCBM's latest poll. It's fun, it's fast, and let us know what you want more of on WCBM.com. And now, more All About Real Estate with Margaret Rome on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
Welcome back. This is Margaret Rome, All About Real Estate. Call in number 410-922-6680. I want to give you an example of what can happen in real estate. We get a call and they say, okay, we want to go look at houses. Well, you got to do a little bit more than get in your car and run around and show homes to anybody. For me, as a real estate agent, I need to guide them through the thought process that makes sure that they really are ready for this journey. So when is the right time to even start that hunting for your house? It needs to be a clear plan before diving into this exciting world of home tours. If you're a homeowner, we need to discuss whether selling your existing home is in the cards before you make that new purchase. Some people can handle that. Some people say, I want to buy that new home, be in that new home before I sell my home. Other people, I think, would rather put a needle in their eye if the thought of moving without having their home sold. So I understand that juggling two moves can be overwhelming, especially if you've got older family members, children, schools, work, lots and lots of details that need to be taken care of. So when you call me and you want to go see a home, I want to know, if we found that home today, are you able to move forward? Have you been to the lender? Do you have your proof of funds? Do you know what you want? Do you know what style? Can you share how many bedrooms, how many bathrooms, what school system you need, how far you want to be from your job? All of these things are just so important before you go look at houses. Because when you call because you've seen a for sale sign, or on the computer, you see a house, and you call the agent and say, oh, I want to go see that house. And that agent pops over and shows you that house without knowing anything about you. Sellers, think about that. Is that the one of traffic that you want in your home? So make sure that you ask yourself if you're prepared to sell your current home. Are you prepared to buy a home before you do that? One of the ways I find out real quickly if they could make that move without selling their home is I will say to them, okay, how much do you think your home is worth? And they'll say, I think my house is about $500,000 or $600,000. I say, what if I brought you a contract right now for $1 million, but they wanted you to move right away? How would you handle that? And then you listen to their response. One group will say, I don't care if it's $2 million. I am not moving before I find a home. There's just no way. And the other group might say, you bring me $1 million. Of course, we'll be out tomorrow. That's how you know who's ready to sell and when they're ready to sell. Again, some sellers quickly accept a fantastic offer or what seems to be a fantastic offer, even if it means making temporary arrangements like storing their belongings and staying with the family. But if managing that kind of upheaval feels overwhelming, we might consider a different way of selling your house and adding something that I call a reverse contingency. I may have talked about this on the show, but when somebody calls me and says, okay, I really, really want to buy this house. I love it. And I'll say, is your house sold? Nope, we have to get my house sold. I say, let's do a reverse contingency. Let's put an offer in on the house that you want to buy, and let's put a clause in there or a separate form that says that the sale and settlement of your home is contingent on you finding the right home for you. So that is one way. Now, I know most of us in real estate do not like to see that because it comes across on the computer as contingency needed, rent back needed, and they go, oh, you know, they haven't found a home. It's going to take us too long. They may just skip your home. But if you've got somebody that's working with you and for you, when they get that call from this buyer, from the seller, they know the right questions to ask. When an agent calls me to see one of my properties, I ask, what is their time frame? Do they need it right away? Do they have time? What would be ideal for them? And the same thing, when agents want to see my properties, they do the same exact thing. They call me and say, okay, what's your timeline? Can your sellers move right away? How much time? Sometimes you'll need a 3 or 4 month settlement, sometimes a 6 month. Sometimes, as we mentioned, it can be contingent on them selling their home. It could be contingent on them getting their present home rented. All kinds of different ways that you can structure contracts. The main part of structuring any kind of contract, the main structure of helping any kind of buyer or seller get in or out of real estate is to find out what their needs are. Cannot say that enough. What do you want? What do you need? And I'm here to tell you that many times when I talk to people and they say, oh, we're ready to buy a house, totally 100% are way, way, way far away from being able to buy that house. They're not ready. They don't know how much they can afford. They don't know what the taxes are. So what I say to the people who are not cash people. And if you are a cash buyer, you still need to have that letter, proof of funds from your attorney, from your bank, to prove that that's there. Just saying cash doesn't mean anything to us. And if you're getting a loan, to have a preferred real estate agent that you know, that the other agent knows, that says, okay, these buyers are pre-approved for X amount, and even better if they can be underwritten. There are some wonderful lenders out there who, when a buyer is ready to purchase, they go ahead and get all of the information and the forms filled out, so that when you are presenting a contract from one of these buyers who has this excellent lender, then it is as good as having a cash contract, because they already have an approved mortgage. More information that you'd like to hear about that, give me a call, or if any lenders are out there who'd like to explain that even better. You can't go out and buy a home. You can't go out and look at homes if you are not qualified to buy it. And qualification is not only asking the questions, how much do you make? It's where do you want to live? Where do your kids want to live? Where does your spouse want to live? How close do you need to be from the grandparents? So many different kinds of questions that you really, the agent should actually be interviewing you to find out what your needs are, and then they can interview the buyer to see if it matches up. And all of the seasoned and good educated realtors know this. It's that sometimes we find in the industry that people will find these homes on the different websites. I mean, you can go Google your address and it will come up on a bunch of different websites. So if you drive by a house and you Google and it's on the market, you're going to be able to find out, oh, I see the inside, the pictures are pretty, I'm going to go see this house. They call whoever the agent is on that website, which could be the listing agent, but in most cases it'll probably be another third party, and say, I want to see that property. Okay, what time? We'll send an agent to meet you right now. If you're selling your house, is that the kind of buyer that you want to come through your house? You would be having a buyer and an agent who absolutely know nothing about your house. Okay, I'll get off of that soapbox, but it's quite frustrating when you go to meet a buyer and their agent, and the agent doesn't even know where the house is, what area it's in, does not understand the HOA, does not understand that their covenants. There's so many things that you need to be aware of when you're going to look for a home, that it's not just about the pretty colors, it's not just about how many bedrooms it has. Do you know how much the HOA fees are? Do you know what it includes? Do you know if it's a historic neighborhood that would prevent you from doing certain things, like in some of the neighborhoods, even here in the Baltimore area, they have historic designation. And if they've got a slate roof on it and it's in bad repair and it needs to be replaced, the covenants may say you can only replace it with another slate roof. Again, these are all kinds of things that when an agent works in a particular area will know the answers to them and can help somebody who is moving in from out of town who wants to purchase. They need They want to know these answers. You need to be able to educate them. There are many things that are different from buying a home in Maryland than any other state. Think about the old ground rents. Yes, there are still some properties that have ground rent. Somebody not from Baltimore or from one of the couple of states that have ground rent look at you like you're crazy. What do you mean I don't own the land? And the same is true if you've got a lender, that you pick a lender from the internet because their rates are cheaper. They get you qualified, and then you say, hey, do you realize there's a ground rent on this? Did you figure that in? And they go, I never heard of a ground rent. Again, working with someone in your area who is knowledgeable, I cannot stress enough. And I know there are agents around the country who are listening to me, and you know, I may have a buyer who's going to another state, and they're asking me questions about it. I'm not going to answer those questions. Let's get the expert in that area who knows the legalities there of how to buy and sell a house, and get you that information. Doesn't mean I won't stay in touch with you. Doesn't mean that I won't be involved with that agent that is helping you. But I want you to get the correct advice to be able to buy and sell a home. If you are listening right now, this is all about real estate. And our calling number is 410-922-6680, and we're going to take a break.
A wet weather pattern will continue from today into the early portion of the upcoming week. This afternoon, a high of 74 with showers and thunderstorms. Another round of rain will move through tonight with a low of 63. Expect showers and thunderstorms for Monday tomorrow, the high of 77 degrees. And still some rain to dodge if you're out and about on Monday night with a low dropping down to 62. There will be periods of showers and thunderstorms again on Tuesday with a high temperature around 76 degrees. Then finally, a chance to dry out heading into Wednesday. I'm Jeff Maher from the Weather Channel for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
You're listening because you're either in the market to buy a home that's just right for you, or perhaps you'd like to sell your home. You might even be a real estate agent yourself, looking for some pointers. Welcome, and please allow the owner of Home Rome Realty, Margaret Rome, to work directly with you, and have your real estate transaction be highly pleasant and a positive life-changing experience. This former head nurse, ceramic artist, and talk show host has over 20 years' experience helping buyers and sellers make their real estate dreams come true. Margaret instinctively walks you through every step of the process without stress, and has the entire buying or selling experience flow as smooth as possible. Margaret's also an author. Her book, Real Estate the Rome Way, made Trulia's top 10 list of real estate book publications. That alone speaks volumes. So if you're selling your home or looking to purchase the right home for you, Margaret Rome lives real estate and has proudly built a solid reputation for helping people buy or sell both typical and highly unique properties, all the while remaining one of the top realtors in the Baltimore area. You're listening to Margaret's weekly live call-in program, All About Real Estate, airing every Sunday at 12 noon here on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Feel free to view all of Margaret's property listings at homerome.com. That's HOMERROME.com. Or call her cell phone at 410-530-2400. That's 410-530-2400.
Kids across America are going to school hungry. Millions of kids every day. Hungry kids get sick more often and can struggle in school. It can be harder for them to focus and learn. But one simple thing can help change all of this for a hungry child in America. Good healthy food and the energy it brings. With help from caring people across America, No Kid Hungry is providing healthy meals and hope to hungry kids so they can build better futures.
we want to ensure that all of our kids have healthy meals every day.
Thank you.
Thank you for helping feed our kids.
To learn more about ending child hunger in America, go to helpnokidhungry.org today.
Do you own a business? Do you want to attract new customers to your business? WCBM can help take your business to new heights with a comprehensive advertising campaign with our station. At WCBM, we can design an effective advertising campaign utilizing radio ads, digital ads, and social media. Your account executive at WCBM is an expert in creating a customized campaign that will deliver results. Visit WCBM.com or call to get started on your advertising campaign today.
Your grandkids have to lug around a backpack full of books. You just have to lug around your smartphone. A world of information right at your fingertips. Get the app now at WCBM.com. And now, more All About Real Estate with Margaret Rome on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
Welcome back. You're listening to Margaret Rome. If you want to reach me after the show or text me, 410-530-2400. We've got a couple of callers on the line. Let's take Brian first. Brian, how can we help you?
Margaret, hi. You were talking about, you know, if anyone was listening, I'm a local loan officer here in Annapolis, and you're so spot on your subject matter this morning, the significance of having someone local that, you know, that a professional like yourself would either know or say, hey, I can get a hold of that person. You know, on a weekend, I'm sitting at my desk here in Annapolis, since 9 this morning. You know, why am I doing that? Because I want to be prepared for what comes on Monday, you know, for contracts that may come in.
Brian, it may be for somebody like me who's got a buyer who's driving into town that needs a pre-approval, approval letter right now. I know that I could probably pick up that phone and find you and do a three-way conversation and put you guys together. By the time they see the house, you may have a pre-approval, or I don't know if you do those spot approval I was talking about, taking it through underwriting. But you are exactly what I'm talking about, Brian.
100%, Margaret. And I was just so pleased to hear you saying that, because, you know, as we all know, you've got these national lenders up in Detroit, Rock and Mortgage. You know, someone says, I'm pre-approved. I submit to you, try to get a hold of that guy. Try to get a hold of someone when you're in the heat of battle on negotiations, and you say, hey, Mr. Lender in Detroit, I need this at, you know, Sunday at 9:30, and it just doesn't happen. You've got to have the local flavor, the fact that you would know that, and maybe it's Brian Masterson, maybe it's somebody else, that you know you can get that person and deliver for your client, you know, and I just think it's so spot on your subject matter this morning.
Well, I'm delighted. Brian, who are you with?
So the company's called Bay Capital Mortgage, you know, corporate headquarters here in Annapolis, but, you know, we're in 9 states, and, you know, and even I just settled a loan in Florida, just to give you a little example. The realtor was a little, you know, shy because she didn't know me, and I said, hey, go to my reviews, see what people say about me. It's not what I say, and that brought them comfort, knowing that, okay, this guy knows what he's doing, and she could get a hold of me at, you know, 9:30 in the evening on a Saturday. So
that's great. Brian, do me a favor. Text me your phone number. Let's talk after the show. Maybe we've got lots of other things we can share with each other. You can text me at 410-530-2400. We'll talk later, and now we're going to take Dan. Dan is on the air. Good afternoon, Dan.
Good afternoon. I've talked to you before concerning basement waterproofing.
Okay.
Yeah. I'm retired. I did it for 25 years. Managed to retire comfortably. There's a lot of that problem in this area because of all the clay. And one of my neighbors just came over, and they have the problem with the white powder on the walls, some mold starting, and all of that. And that's all indication of water in the cinder block walls or penetrating the poured concrete walls. And we've got her taken care of already. and guaranteed drive forever.
Well, I love hearing that, and I like hearing that when there is a problem like that, they don't wait until the entire basement is covered with black fungus to call you, that maybe they're sensitive. They can smell it before you've got a problem. Maybe if there's carpet down there or boxes down there, maybe there are some telltale signs of that moisture. And I say to that is a good sign when you're looking at houses, when people have not cleared out their lower level. Look for those signs. Look behind those boxes. Do you see water marks on any of those articles that are down there? And then what can you do to prevent it? Mainly, I think you want to do is walk outside and see what's happening out there.
Well, honestly, you can't see it 99% of the time.
I agree. But if you've got a busted gutter and you've got a pool of water outside, mm-hmm. if you've got a grating that is going toward the house and the water's pooling there, before you waterproof the inside of the house, you need to take care of the outside of the house, is what I'm saying.
I disagree with you.
Okay. Talk to me.
Okay. When you do the outside of the house, to do it right, if you're waterproofing the walls, you have to dig them up.
Correct.
Okay, so that means I have to cut through the driveway, take the porch off, cut through the patio. You're talking a huge amount of money, and it's not going to be guaranteed for more than a couple of years. If you do it as a water management system rather than waterproofing, it can be guaranteed forever.
Okay, so I'm assuming you're talking about like a drainage system inside the house, so when the water comes in, it drains out, and what you're doing instead of stopping the water, you're managing the water so that it comes into your house and gets carried away. Is that what we're talking
about? I've only got one problem with what you said, and that's the word in. It will never enter the house if you put a drainage system below the floor and run it to a sump pit and also drain the inside of the block walls so that it will never, it will get into the wall, but it will immediately drain out below your basement floor into a drainage system to be pumped away.
Okay. So, again, there's a couple of ways of doing it. Yours is not the only way, but yours, I still think, even though we disagree a little bit, I still think that before you do that management inside the house and do a French drain, that you would have figured out why all this water is pouring in here. And again, it could be from a bad roof. It could be from missing gutters. It could be from the grating coming toward the house. And
I'm not disagreeing with you on that.
Okay.
I'm just saying that, yes, after you spend the money to do that and it's still wet, you're going to have to do this now to make it dry.
No, I'm not saying, I'm saying both of these things need to be looked at the same time. If you've got pooling right outside your window well, or if your window well is filled with water, there's a problem.
Yes, you need to drain that window well, or you need to find out where the water is coming from.
Correct. Go ahead.
Let me give you a little bit of information on water, though. 1 inch of rain on 1 acre of land is over 28,000 gallons of water.
Okay.
Let's say you're a half acre. That's 14,000 gallons. 28,000 gallons fills a 32-foot swimming pool. That gives you an idea how much water is involved.
Okay.
That's a lot of water.
That's a lot of water.
If you've got it sitting on the surface and you have a way to drain that, fine, do that. And the next rain, if you see dampness on the walls, or you can measure it very easily with an ohmmeter to see whether it's wet or not. Or you can tape a piece of newspaper to the wall and see if it gets damp. There's a lot of ways to look at it. But this area is undermined with clay, marine clay, mostly in Virginia, some up in the Baltimore area, which is a very dangerous clay. A house can actually slide downhill. I had it happen twice in 25 years. But that the amount of water we're dealing with usually perks down through the soil, hits clay layers underground, travels underground like our creeks and rivers on the clay layers. And when the builder comes in and digs the hole down 6 or 8 feet to put your house in, he cuts through those clay layers. And now that water traveling on the clay layers dumps into the excavation that was done for the house. And that's filled with porous earth now that they backfilled.
Okay.
Then that's when the problem develops.
Dan, I love that you called in and that you're sharing these ways to waterproof a house so that it's done permanently. And mm-hmm. if you'd like to talk more, call me after the show, 410-530-2400. And we are stepping out to take a break.
Whether buying or selling, let Margaret Rome, broker and owner of Home Rome Realty, make your real estate transaction one of the most pleasant experiences you might have. Margaret knows how to make every transaction as smooth as possible. A real estate author with her 2008 publication of Real Estate the Rome Way, a book that landed at the number 9 spot on Trulia's list of top 10 real estate books in 2008. Real Estate the Rome Way is the ultimate guidebook for anyone involved in a real estate transaction, including new agents and seasoned professionals. Margaret Rome knows real estate and has built a solid reputation as one of the top realtors in the Baltimore area. Listen to her weekly program, All About Real Estate, noon Sundays on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. View listings at homerome.com. Read her daily blog or call 410-530-2400.
Yes! I finally got my first phone!
It is exciting. Let's learn a few things about online safety first.
We can secure our world. When you choose your passwords, make them strong. Use a password manager to help you along. But don't just use a password alone. Get a call, get a text, or a code on your phone.
MFA really works.
We can secure our world. When it's time to update an app, don't you hesitate. Do it ASAP.
Just like that.
Watch out for offers too good to be true.
What?
It's probably someone trying to take advantage of you.
Let's report it.
Install updates. Make better passwords. Think before you click. Use multiple factors. That's how we can secure our world.
Learn more at cisa.gov/secureourworld.
It's time to listen to you, the listener. Go to WCBM.com and vote on WCBM's latest poll. It's fun, it's fast, and let us know what you want more of on WCBM.com. And now, more All About Real Estate with Margaret Rome. On Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
Welcome back, Margaret Rome. If you want to see any of the properties that I have listed that you don't want to walk into the actual houses, just go to the website, go to margaretrome.com and look at the pictures and see if there's anything that's interested. Look at the types of homes that I have sold just to get an idea. And again, if you're thinking about buying or selling, give me a call. I want to talk again about our last caller, Dan, about the waterproofing. And this is one of the things that is really, really important when you're looking for a house. And when you are looking for a house, you want to look for those signs that Dan was talking about the wet basement, whether it has a sump pump, whether that sump pump is working, whether you need a sump pump, whether the drainage going to your house is being diverted from the house. And again, I think what people want when they buy a house, the two absolutely main things that people want to see in a house when they're thinking about purchasing is, number one, that it has a good serviceable roof and that it has a good dry basement. Everything else in the house can be taken care of without, well, you could do all kinds of repairs, but those two things you really have to have. And when you are purchasing a home, this is the perfect time to have a knowledgeable home inspector. If you are concerned about moisture, mold, any of these items, bring in a specialist. And the best test for that is not electronics, not a moisture meter, not any of these fancy things that you need from waterproofers. It actually is, if you've got a good sense of smell, your nose can tell you pretty much whether the basement is dry, whether there's been water there, and from there you can research, have the waterproofing company come out, see what it would cost to do that. Yes, I think almost any house can be waterproofed, but more important is to find that property that it's already been done and you don't need to do it. Questions about that, about mortgages, about waterproofing, about home inspections, buying or selling, you can reach me after the show at 410-530-2400.
Maryland. Talk Radio 680 WCBM.